And we're back. Welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, Married at First Sight, Nashville, Tennessee, Season 16, Episode Number 2. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
That was so professional of you.
I was practicing.
It sounds like you were looking in the mirror, yes.
While they were trying to try on tuxes and dresses, all the boring shit, I was like practicing. Okay.
Well, you did you have your phone up like this?
Yeah.
I'm going to have it down. God damn it, I'm going to get it right.
Look at myself in the mirror. Terrell, you are smart. You are kind. You is impotent.
And you can read. Well, hopefully you can read this comment, right? Because I noticed that this popped up last week from last week's episode. And it's from Mirror Expressions, which says, at Just Terrell, what's this purple church you speak of? I've lived in Memphis my entire life, never heard of it, have an idea of what you're talking about, but curious minds want to know.
So I did some research, and I think the place closed. I don't remember what the actual name of the strip club was, but they called it the Purple Church because it used to be a church that converted into a strip club. The bouncers were called deacons. Like, it was a whole theme that they had. So you lived in Memphis your whole life and never heard of it? You're a good Christian woman.
Well, you know, let's be real now. I remember when you went to Memphis, sisters. I came to visit you. Now, granted, the place we went to, what was it, a Hooters, and we said, well, we'll ask, we'll find out where the National Civil Rights Museum is, and nobody in there knew until the white man came up and told us where it was. So, therefore, I'm not surprised that he was there the whole time and didn't know where the fuck
yeah.
It was. I'm just saying. A couple things here that I'm noticing when we went in that spot. You know, so today, in fact, that the comments on Twitter made it interesting because I agree. The wedding dressing, and I saw this on Twitter as well, that we could cut the wedding dress shopping out. We can cut the tuxedo, especially cut the tuxedo, because we don't need to see them fellas putting on them ugly ass tuxes and then come out. Oh, well, I'm going to wear this one, which is just as bad as the other four you tried. OK, guys, we go in, we get the tux, we move out. We know what it is, right? Boom. Cut all that out. Let's get to the weddings. We got through three weddings today. How'd you feel about today's episode before we get into the couples?
I was texting you and how annoyed I was at all these commercials because they could easily consolidate this, but they're not. And I think the people on Twitter were trying to voice their opinions. I'm like, the producers don't care.
No.
You can say whatever you want. They're going to drag this out and get all the sponsor money they possibly can, but they could cut so much of that out because if you think about the wedding dresses and the tuxes, what do you get out of that? Anytime we've been doing this is our fourth time doing this show, and there's no notes I've taken. Like, I learned something about the couples based on them trying on dresses and tuxes. I'm like, this is stupid.
Okay, but let's keep in mind, we are two guys talking about, we don't care about the wedding dresses. We don't care about the tuxes. Now, wedding dress is a big thing for women. Ladies, you tell us, is this really helpful in seeing these wedding dresses? Do you get excited? I mean, according to Twitter, no. But, I mean, you know, it's Twitter, so.
I don't know. I think, and ladies, please reply in the chat. But I think women get excited when it's their dress or someone that they know.
Right.
They don't know these five women. They don't give a shit. They just want, let's get to the wedding. Let's get to the drama, because that's what we're here on Lifetime for.
Exactly. That's all we want. You see, I see a lot of people, Adrian saying, absolutely not. Let's see. Jay Blake says, nope. Well, you know, oh, wait, look out. Shante says, I like the dress shopping. So see, not everybody. See?
No, Shante, you're ruining it for all of us.
Exactly.
Because Lucy's like, they're like, if one person likes it, everybody must like it. So now we're stuck. So Shante, it's your fault.
It's her fault. It's definitely her fault. And, you know, Universal Advocate said something that I guess they have a new sponsor who makes crystals. Yes. Remember when they did the James Allen? They had that James Allen sponsorship. Everybody had to go search on JamesAllen.com.
Make that money, boo.
Hey, I am not mad. And then you got Marcy saying it's torturous, so I won't watch until after the honeymoon. You still got, you need some background on these people. So, or you could just watch our recaps.
Marcy, I wish I could do the same, but Yanni no, has me stuck watching every damn stupid episode.
Oh, you know you love it. Come on. Yeah, now you love it.
No, I love, I'm fancy today. I started watching, as soon as the drama hit like 8 o'clock, I'm like, I'm going to pour wine and I'm going to break out the crystal stemware because I'm feeling fancy today.
That looks like something out of your grandma's china closet. Is it in that green bottle?
My mama gave me these crystal glasses, so watch your mouth.
All right, Mama Tell, don't come for me. He actually told me before we came on that, no.
Yeah.
Let me start this lie right now. All right, so we got to cover Chris and Nicole. We got to cover Mac and Dominique, Clinton, Gina, and Eris and Jasmine. But you know what? Let's start off where we ended last week as we saw Shaq and Kirsten. We knew this was going to happen. I'm so mad that they gave it away, whether she was going to give up the cheek or the lips. I'm mad that they did that because that would have been a great cliffhanger. Whoever the producer is that let that clip slide, they need to be punished for that.
Yeah, we got straight Jasmina vibes from Kirsten in this. And her whole face, the time that she's up there, she has a look on her face. Like, you ever been in a meeting with a bunch of people and someone farted, but you're trying not to, like, know that you know. So you just kind of have this. Just trying to fake it. That's exactly what her face looked like. I think Shaq's awkward laugh when, you know, he's nervous. I don't think anything about Shaq she's attracted to. Like, the more that either she sees him or interacts with him, she's less and less attracted. But she did definitely give him the cheek. But she's kind of shallow. She's like, he's bald and younger than me.
Yeah.
Two strikes.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, back to when they first got out there, right? So, I mean, you think about it, he was very happy to see her. You know, and you think about it, he's like, God knew what he was doing when he made you. You know, that's the kind of thing that, you know, even on the after party, I caught a little bit of after party before we went live. And, you know, Gina's like, if he told me that, I would have gone for the kiss.
No, you wouldn't have. No, you wouldn't have. You're just like, right over here.
Well, okay. That's Kirsten. Kirsten gave
this?
Up the
8 weeks. 8 weeks. Okay, I can do this. You can do this.
I'll tell you what I do like.
No weapon formed against you will prosper, Kirsten. No weapon formed against you shall prosper.
I like how at the altar, he didn't look like he was reading his vows, though. Right? It's really, it says a lot, like, that's not the first time reading them. He didn't write them out and then go, okay, let me read them for the first time. Because he's looking her in the eyes. I mean, none of that helped, but it was good to see.
It was good to see, but let me ask you this. When Shaq said that he was born in 1990, did you feel old? I was like, shit, I'm old.
Well, no, because my youngest brother was born after that, so.
I was just, when he said 1990, I'm like, wait a minute, I was in high school. Damn.
You old, Bo. You old. You are as old as Kirsten was dry as food at that wedding. She was not interested.
You are gorgeous. Thank you.
Yes. Yes.
8 weeks. 8 weeks.
You know, so interesting thing here, right? So some of these comments are coming in here. Like you've got Shante saying this was a bad match. We both think this was a bad match too, right?
Yep.
At the same time, Adriana's saying, like, I hope she gives him a chance. But you know she won't. Who knows? They could surprise us.
I'm not seeing that in the cards. So I still stand by my prediction with these two. I'm just like, she is not feeling it. Everything about her body language says she's not interested. So he's gonna have to charm the hell out of her.
Right.
And maybe she can come around. So is anything possible? Sure. We've seen other couples on the show that weren't attracted.
Right.
And then made it work. And now they're happy with children, still married. Anything is possible. But the way she came out, I'm just not feeling it.
Well, she definitely wasn't feeling his age. And Dina the Explorer says, I was in driver's ed when he was born.
we're not old. We're seasoned.
We're seasoned. Well, yeah. Marinated.
We're and, like a good, fine wine.
Now, Shante, be nice. Shaq is very sassy.
That's code. We know what that's code for.
Facts. Next couple up, man. Chris and Nicole. And these two right here, man. First of all, Nicole talks too much, right? Think about, she gets up there and she starts talking and talks about the sweaty legs. Twitter loving all this part. She goes, don't get my sweaty legs. What do? Zoom out.
Yeah, of course. You're going to get that.
I'm surprised they didn't zoom in to see the sweat dripping, you know?
So with Nicole, I made the note because she said that people never want to commit to her. I'm like, why? Mm. Like, the common denominator is you. So what is it about you that people don't want to commit to? Is it like, if you're this chatty, it's only been 90 days, Jesus, if we get married, you will not shut the hell up. I don't know. But then on the flip side with Chris, where he says, women have told me that I'm too nice. I'm like, yes, they're telling you, you need to work on that. So I'm curious if he's going to apply any learnings from his previous relationships and not go into this one super nice. Because Nicole's mom said that she needs someone that can rein her in. I'm like, is that Chris?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, right now, we don't know. I just got to see what their interaction is going to be like. But can Chris rein her in, or is it going to be the huskies, the dogs are going to be like, Roof, Chris, no, Roof.
No. Yeah, Chris is not going to be able to handle it. But I thought, even with Nicole's mom, right? When her mom is telling her, you know, not to give it up on the first night, I think she told us everything we need to know about Nicole that they didn't tell us in the first two episodes and the matchmaking special. Mom just dry snitched on her real quick.
Maybe she has a bad pH like last season. That's her mom's like, you know, that runs in the family. We got a pH issue. So you might not want to do it the first night. Get them hooked first.
I do think, though, it was kind of cute that they guessed each other's names. We remember that Chris had guessed Nicole's name. And I obviously zoned out during some part of this when she guessed his name.
Yeah, I missed that too. But what I did like was Nicole's attitude around what does he look like? You know, she's not focused on looks and she's focused on the bigger picture. So if you look at them on paper, they both have all these great things that all of us are probably going to be rooting for them. Mm-hmm. But to me, the bigger sign is when you're marrying a woman and the dad walks down the aisle, hands her off and shakes her hand and says, good luck.
Yes.
That tells a lot.
Look on the dad's face.
Now, whoo, she's your
problem now.
No give backs.
Yeah, no backsies. You break, you buy.
Yo, dad was really just like, here you go. Thank God.
Well, when they were doing the vows, or his friends, not the vows, but when they talk, his friends and family were talking about Chris. That he needs someone that can put him in his place. And she's like, oh, I'm the girl for that. I'm just like,
Did you notice when, okay, here's the interesting thing, right? Because she already said she can't shut up. They said that about her. And then as they're talking about, because I want to hear about him. And as they're doing that, she's like, she's trying to chime in on what, listen for a second.
It's like, who pulled your string? Remember them dolls as a kid? Just like, that's what she's like. It's like, who pulled her string?
Well, the producer did when they said, so what would you like to ask him?
They probably had to grab a chair and sit down with the cameraman. Just like, no, I'm tired.
Yeah. Right. Give me another drink.
Tell you what, record it and send it to us. We'll end. Don't worry about it. I can't sit and listen to all this.
We'll pick up the tape tomorrow.
But I mean, she is a talker. But if you just look at it from a cuteness scale, their story is cute. And you hope that it works. Again, we got to see what happens post-honeymoon and how they interact with each other. But, oh, my goodness, he's in for a talking to. He's going to be wanting to go to bed tonight. And yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hear you. It's good.
Oh yeah, he's got a world in front of him, a world of talk.
Yeah, a lot of talk. So hopefully he's a really good listener, but I'm sure even the dogs are gonna like, okay, we gotta go, we gotta get out of the room.
No, don't walk us. We got it.
We got it. We'll just walk around the backyard in circles.
We'll walk each other. I got your leash. You got mine. Yeah. Let's go.
You got the dog saying pineapples.
What do you want? Scooby snacks? No, we want you to shut up.
Pineapples, Chris. Pineapples. We've had it up to a year.
All right, shit. Let's move on. Pineapple. Mac and Dominic. I don't have a whole lot with them because they really didn't do a lot besides the dress shopping and the tuxedo shopping. And Dominic saying that she wanted to be sexy, but classy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I understood what she said later, sassy, but classy. But the sexy, but classy, in my book, sexy is classy. Am I wrong here?
No, you're not wrong. I agree with you on that. I think she wanted to be sexy, classy. All those things she wanted to feel is great. What stumps me about Dominique is they keep calling her this old soul. I want to know, how does Pastor Cal define an old soul? Mm-hmm. Because is Dominique an old soul or is she just boring? Mm-hmm. You know, she goes fishing, she hangs out with her mom, they talk 3 or 4 times a day, and that's what her life is. And then every now and then she hangs out with the girls. But is she just boring? But what makes her an old soul? I just don't buy it. You're 25. And then the fact that she made the comment, back in the old days, people got married at 14. Yeah, that was because they needed more kids to take care of the farm, and women didn't have any rights or didn't have a voice, and it didn't work. Like, don't even go back. Well, back in the day, you got married at 14. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And Mary got pregnant by an angel. Sure. Yeah. That's what happened.
Let's not bring religion to the dinner table, please.
Sorry, that's the red wine talking. See, it's whiskey, dark liquors, red wine, whiskey, bourbon.
The old soul part of her is the fact that she hangs out with her mom. That's it. Because it's not like every once in a while she likes to go for a girls' night out. She said she likes to go for a girls' night out all the time. She likes to hang out with the girls. And she's not thinking marriage means I don't get to go hang out. So I still think that, like you said, this old soul they talk about, I think they keep skipping past the part where she goes, my mom signed me up and I said, okay, whatever. Like, no.
So, okay, she likes to hang out with her mom and she likes to hang out with the girls. Maybe her wild night and the girls' night she wants is bridge with her mom and her mom's friends. And so, like, that's the girls that she wants to hang out with. She's not trying to go turn up. She wants to go play cards, play pity pat with her mom and her mom's friends.
You're reading that comment now, aren't you?
Her mom probably made her watch Little House on the Prairie. Possibly. I don't know. I need to understand more about what this old soul concept is. But, you know, I can't wait to see what happens with them next week, because it seems like in the previews, we know that there's some drama coming. And I think all of us are going to, right now, we're all assuming the same thing. Mm-hmm. You're 25.
Yes.
This is where the drama's coming from. This is going to be some young shit that's going to come out. We're going to be like, see?
And
she's right there.
And then we'll forget about these first two boring ass episodes and we'll be excited about this drama that's coming. I think there's drama on the horizon for these two as well, as we go from the young and the restless to the old. Well, okay, they're not really old. They're just the oldest couple on here. They're just the oldest couple on here. They're really not old.
No.
Not by our standards, even though they were still around when Shaq was born.
You got salon owner Gina, and you have clearance rack Chuck Norris, better known as Clint.
Mr. Brawny himself.
He looks like Chuck Norris on clearance. Like, he's just like Chuck Norris. You know, I had made when she was trying on her dress and she's talking about her curves, I totally respect that. I love women that have that type of sense of value, and they don't get caught up in what society says. I was wondering, is Clint going to like her curves? But
Wait. Because at the same time, she still went and got her Kardashian duck face lips done purposely.
I don't understand the whole white girls getting injections to get the duck face lips. Because I've never seen any white guy I know be like, yeah, she's a nice girl, but she has thin lips. I'm not interested. And I've never heard of a brother saying, I don't want to date this white girl because she has thin lips. Mm. It's like, I've never heard anybody say that. So I don't understand why you do this to yourself, but whatever you got to do to make you feel good about yourself, great. But oh my God, did you see all that makeup she had on? Yeah. I'm like, that is a ton of makeup.
It is. But I mean, you know, that's for her. It makes her feel good. And you know, that's what she likes to do, is she mm-hmm. likes to get dolled up. And we knew this, though. And this is one of the reasons why in the very beginning we are talking about how they're going to work out, because he likes to sell. He likes that natural woman. Or some people were saying in the comments last week, oh, it's Mitch again. It's not Mitch. This is Mitch with money. Right. This is Mitch in tech, because trust me, Mitch don't like tech. Yeah. Yeah. This is Mitch balling out, who's not as environmentally conscious, but he does want that natural. And when he says natural, he doesn't want to be on a sailboat and the eyelashes go flying by. I think that's kind of what he's talking about in that space. But, you know, even when you look at what Clinton did here, right? And you see this comment here from Shonda saying Clinton needs to stop talking about all the women he slept with. I agree, because my first question is, why does Clint at 40 years old have a number for the amount of people he slept with? Why?
And why is it only 65? I'm just joking. just joking.
What kind of loser? If you got off the goddamn boat.
Well, but here's the deal. We all know that you throw out your number, and I hate the phrase body count, because I just don't like it. You throw out your number, that's an abbreviated version. That's not the real number. Mm. You know, those are the ones you don't mind telling your friends about. But there are some of those. It's like, I've driven a lot of vehicles and I like talking about nice cars I've been on. But if I drove a moped, I wouldn't call you about it and be like, dude, I was on this moped. So dope. It was amazing. But why would you even bring that up? Like, who just does that? I think that's ridiculous. And then when you look at the suit that he wound up picking, it didn't look like a wedding tux.
It gave happy hour.
It looked like, hey, I'm about to take some clients to go to get some steaks, then we're going to the strip club. Like, it looked more business than it did, I'm about to get married.
Yeah, you know, what's funny is I saw that in the previews and was like, is that what he's actually wearing to the wedding? You see him coming down the aisle, like, wait a minute. He didn't even get a tie. He didn't even button it all the way up. Thankfully, he didn't button it all the way up and not wear a tie. So at least he just went, you know what? This is me, because when we're done, we can go straight out to the boat. Cool. It's very relaxed. It's very business casual. It's not formal at all.
Yes.
But Robin, you're so wrong for this one. Oh, my God.
It's okay. So with Gina,
Gina got no celebrity teeth.
Jesus. Why does she always mouth wide open? You know, it's just annoying. Either laugh or close your mouth. She just, and I'm not making fun of how she looks. It's just something that she does all the time. But
sure, ladies, you're not.
Let me understand this, like. I don't understand why ladies just don't write their vows on a note card or put it up on a small piece of paper that they can carry with their bouquet. Because I just find it weird that you're on wedding. I'm sorry, let me get this out of my bra. Just have it there. And I get you don't have pockets, but you can hold it, or have one of your bridesmaids get up, hand it to you, and let them get some TV time for a quick half a second.
Exactly.
Move on. But like digging in your bra to pull out your notes, I'm just like, why is that a thing?
I will say this. One of the things that my wife was so excited about at the wedding was, she's like, my dress has pockets. And I'm like, and? It was like, well, dresses don't have pockets. And I'm like, oh, okay. Because, you know, we have pockets in just about everything we wear, right? So as men, we don't even think about that. And about, I will say this. Even with that, I do like how they got a little, because it looked at first like Clint wasn't attracted to Gina when she was first coming down the aisle, right? He was given that Kirsten look. But then as they're up there, I like the playfulness they had. Like when he went to go get his, because he's like, oh, same place as mine. And then he's having jokes with the pastor about, you know, oh, it wasn't as exciting, was it? I'm sorry, you know? And then, and then even when she was putting the ring on, and then she got into playfulness. And this is what made me, I had doubts about them at first, because she's dolled up. He wants natural. But this moment right here at the altar, after watching his face and then seeing the way they were playful with each other with the ring, and she's trying to push, I'm like, well, what's going on there? And then you see her just really exaggerate, like she's trying to pull the ring on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, that's the playful thing that I think makes them a good match. Because that is what will carry it past all the other bullshit they're going to have to deal with.
Yeah, I went on record saying that this is not a good match. I don't agree. And watching today and their playfulness and interactions with each other, I thought, these two can make it. But what about the other big bomb that showed up today? They live in the same building.
Yes.
How crazy is that?
how small is Nashville? Is Nashville there in the same day? And she's like, I thought you looked familiar. And how come we've never met?
So that's going to be interesting. If it works out, it's going to be great.
Yeah.
If we have like a bad situation, like we've seen some other couples, and they live in the same building, well, that's going to be fine.
But when they say, I'm going to my bed, it means just, you know, down the hall or next floor up or down. So that was so crazy, though, to see the fact that they did live in the same building. But something that I noticed that I'm sure you didn't notice, and a lot of people probably didn't notice this, but when they first showed Clint at the altar, right? And they did a zoom out. They're going to commercials. Why is the DJ in the background in a t-shirt? Come on, man. You're making the rest of us look bad. When you do a wedding, you got to be in your tux, not in a t-shirt, just chilling in the back. And why is the DJ behind the altar? First of all, the room isn't that small.
Well, because you got to say it. Hey, Gina, do you take Clint to be your lawful with her husband? Womp, 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 womp.
Okay, see, this is exactly why
you... That's what y'all do, right?
No, that is definitely... Yeah, Jesus. Let's go to the comments. Lucy says, did you all notice how the groom's family reacted when the dog came down the aisle?
I can say that I've been to many weddings, especially here in great state of Texas, that it's the thing. That the dog is the ring bearer. It's a thing. And when it happens, you just got to let it happen and let it be cute. I like how Clint embraced the whole thing.
Yes.
He wasn't like, what the hell? whose dog is this? He was just like, oh, that's a cute puppy, and gave the dog some love because, you know, I like dogs. So I get it. I think people just got to let that go. That's the thing that people do.
I guess.
I know you don't like dogs.
You know how I feel about
them. We know you don't like dogs, but it's a thing. You just got to embrace and just accept it.
Now, our last couple on here, Eris and Jasmine. And I just want to say, leave Jasmine alone. Okay, I'm just going to start here and leave it at that. Because on Twitter, y'all are some mean asses. Leave Jasmine alone.
She looks how she looks. Y'all just let it go. She's still a beautiful woman. And I'm not going to talk about her looks in any way, form, or fashion.
No.
Now, her friend with the blue hair, we'll talk about that. Because I'm just like, sometimes y'all got to get your friends and be like, hey, come here for a second. No. No.
We going on TV. Take this shit out.
I need to introduce you to my friend Gina. She has a salon. She gets how to pick all this.
Yeah, here's the thing though. One of the things I noticed when they were all doing this tuxedo shopping, right? Eris's friend is me. If you are on the show, because I'm like, are you gonna cry? Well, what if she's ugly? That'll be me. I'll be asking all these questions, just trying to make you uncomfortable while the camera's rolling.
I would just ignore you. I'd be like, stop, Yanni. I'm trying to focus. You know, I think when they first started to come out, I think Jasmine will like him physically. You know, I think she'll be attracted to Eris, but it's everything else. And the problem is that Jasmine's used to dating projects and fixer-uppers. Well, meet Eris. Mm-hmm. You got one.
Yeah.
So this is probably right up her alley. But Eris, the whole, you know, what is it? No longer a player.
Yeah. Ain't no nicotine patch for Hot Boy Summer.
I did that. Ain't no nicotine patch for F Boy Summer. I'm like, he's like, buy it to the streets. He's like, so what do you think it's going to be? It's going to be, this is Eris, a nasty, enjoyable process making these offspring. Dude, do you hear yourself?
I never understand men who discuss sex with their significant others with their boys. I never understand that. Never understand. Now, the plan Z from the club, I get that. But your woman, what is wrong with y'all? Seriously.
Would never do that. And I am excited that Jasmine's mom was able to be there. I didn't know the history and what, you know, what she's dealing with cancer. Mm-hmm. And I've lost a parent to cancer, so I totally can relate. So mm-hmm. I'm glad that she gets a chance to experience and have this moment with her daughter. But I don't know if Eris is going to be the one.
Right. And it seems like a lot of people don't believe in that either, too. Like, you know, 41-year-old talking about a hot boy summer, shaking my head. I agree. Or even Universal Advocates saying Eris's friend is going to be a new sponsor for his celibate patch. I know you'll appreciate this one from Dina. Terrell, does the blue-haired girl look like she would say, say it with me, Salmon?
Dina, I'm not going to answer that question on the grounds that it might incriminate me.
Yeah, you don't want them coming for you in the comments like they did last week.
Nope. Fifth. 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth. I plead the fifth.
Because they came for us last week. We'll talk about that in a minute. But one of the things I saw people talking about in the Twitter comments was that hug, that cousin hug. People are asking mm-hmm. if Eris and his cousin, are they, what was this, kissing cousins? And then, you know, our guy, Nick Cannon's 47 child, had to let everybody know. I want everybody to be reminded that Eris's cousin is a lifelong friend. Their moms are best friends. They are hashtag black people cousins.
Right. Right. I have cousins that I've called cousins for my whole life. And mm-hmm. it's not by blood. It's just we all grew up together. Our parents are best friends. Thus, you're my cousin. Your family. But what I love about his cousin, she keeps it straight 100. Mm-hmm. You know, A, she's telling him, dude, I don't think you should do this. And I love the fact that she said, we could walk up right out of here, you know, if you want to. And mm-hmm. I remember saying that to every wedding I've been in as a groomsman or best man. I always will say that, even yours, even though yes, you already did. Married. But I was like, dude, if you want to bounce, I got you.
I'm like, for what? I got to go right back to the house.
You got
to
go back home.
What are you talking about?
Hey, but I did the friend thing I offered. That's all it is. I'm just looking out for you. Like, hey, if you want out.
That's like when people are like, are you nervous? Why? What's she going to say? No, she can't. This is for y'all. We're already married.
But I think you need to have those people in your corner mm-hmm. that know you really well. His cousin knows that he's not built for this.
Right.
This is not who he is. And she's trying to tell him that. And sometimes you need people in your corner who could be real with you and not just get caught up in the fantasy and be like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. There are a lot of there are a lot of people who have play cousins, kissing play cousins.
I wouldn't call it kissing cousins, but play cousins. We all have them.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I don't know. I still stand by what I said. They're not going to make it.
Yeah,
and we shall see. And I'm looking forward to the drama next week.
Oh yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting, especially because we're going to wrap up the rest of the rest of the weddings next week, and I think the honeymoon starts, right? Because mm-hmm. Next week is just the final two couples tied or not, and so we get through all the reception shenanigans is what we're going to get through before they get to the first and off to the first night.
2 hours of that bullshit. This is why I hate this show and all the commercials. Could be 2 hours of that bullshit just to get through the weddings and the receptions. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, we're going to get to the good parts. Because after that, the week after that, and then it's the honeymoon. They're off to the honeymoon, find out where they're going, and we'll see where the drama begins.
Well, it's going to begin, if not honeymoon night, the second night before they go to, not honeymoon, after the wedding, after the reception, mm-hmm. after Chris meets Nicole's family. As soon as he comes home, she's going to wrap them sweaty legs right around them. And it's going to be on and popping.
What do you think he thought when her bridesmaid and her mom walked down the aisle?
Dude, so I always look at that. Like if I'm visiting or attending a wedding or I'm in a wedding and I meet the bridesmaids on the rehearsal dinner night, I'm just like, ooh. Or sometimes if they're all like bad, I'm like, okay. So I'm sure as they were coming out, he was like, oh God, no. Oh God, Jesus, please. Oh God, Jesus, please.
No, the only time he had to be nervous is if one of them walked out looking was hot, or if they all walk out hot, he'd be like, uh-oh.
Yeah, yeah. That means I'm dating the, I'm about to get married to the ugly friend that has hot friends. If all, so I would rather have all of the ones come out where I'd be like, not interested.
Yeah.
Not interested. Because then I'm going to like the bride when she comes out.
Right.
But if everyone comes out, I'm like, okay, okay. Okay, well, damn.
Y'all couldn't match it with one of these.
Yeah, start looking like here, like I smell a fart. I'm just trying not to say anything.
Oh my goodness, man. But look, enjoying the show as we go. I mean, I know we had to sit through a bunch of these wedding dress shops. We still got one more to go, don't we? No, because they, Dominic and them, they already did theirs too. So we don't have to get to the dresses, just got to get to the final weddings, the wedding stuff, the family stuff the next day. So, yeah, we definitely have a lot of stuff to get through before we get to the honeymoon, but we'll get through all that next week, and then we get to the fun stuff.
Yeah, I think Dominique's dress is really going to be skorts. We just don't know it, but there's like shorts under that dress. That tomboy is still there.
Yeah, there are people on Twitter. Twitter is such an evil place sometimes. I hope she gets that fitted because it's a. And these are women that are saying these things about other women. I just want to point out because women tried to drag us last week because we talked about Kirsten and the way she said her degrees. You know, I have a master's and I also have a bachelor's. And like, well, why are you talking about an educated woman? We're not. We're talking about the way she says it. That's it.
And one thing I would want to call out to our listeners and notice, we don't make fun of looks because I'm not about that. I'm not gonna make fun of looks. I might say, hey, she's attractive. I'm not attracted to them, but I'm not gonna pick these people apart the way they do on Twitter. I think it's hardcore that they pick these women apart about, you know, like that. Now the guys, I might pick apart a little bit because I feel like I can do that without getting beat up in the comments for it, you know, but we shall see what happens. And there's going to be other things, I'm sure, that we're going to say along this journey of Nashville, Tennessee, that's going to piss one or two people off. But all we need is one. The producers have one person that loves the dresses, and that's Shantae. Yes. We just need a Shantae on our side, and we don't have to worry about anything else.
Well, you know, if you're following along in the live chat, there were a couple of comments made here, and we'll let you all make them for us. So I appreciate you. Because, see, we family right here. We may not be cousins, but we family.
we're not kissing cousins, but we're family.
Don't forget, we're also reviewing Ready to Love. Terrell has dived all the way in the deep end for 2023. I mean, think about it. We start the first full week of 2023, not only Married at First Sight, but also Ready to Love. He is ready to do this show again and again and again.
I'm sorry. You got to put Lucy B's comment up because that just distracted me. And I just fell out laughing. I was just like,
Lucy, you
did a good job, Lucy. You got me good. I couldn't read that and just not laugh. I'm like in tears.
We're trying not to go that route. Okay.
Oh, goodness. But yeah. Lucy, you got me. Totally. I was trying to be good. I just read that. And I was like,
yeah. And you notice we are not reading this. So if you're listening to this on your favorite podcast platform, you're going to have to come to YouTube and read the comment. Because, we're not even. Friday, 9:30, Ready to Love recap, episode 2. Then next Monday, we're back with our episode 117. And next Wednesday, you got Terrell in tears over here. Next Wednesday, we're right back here, 10:15. Married at First Sight, episode 3. Y'all are so Marcy, stop it. Stop it. Y'all stop it. See, this is the problem. This is the problem. See, ladies, stop it.
Support your own, ladies. Support your own.
This is why we can't have our first woman president.
It doesn't matter if they ate a bunch of rock candy all their life or they got braces when they were a kid. Hey, you let them alone.
I'm Yanni Root. We're getting out of here. You about to fall in that trap. See,
I am.
That red wine is kicking in.
Oh, sorry. And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod. Jesus Christ.
Yes. About to and then some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
Well, some of it. What we can chew, we will. Oh, Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast.
Cheers.
Y'all are so wrong for this, man. Oh, my God. I cannot believe y'all.